to make honor and duty the steady beacon lights that shall guide your life vessel over the stormy seas of time, to do that which is right to do, not because it will ensure you success or bring with it a reward or gain the applause of men or be the best policy, more prudent or more advisable, but because it is right and therefore ought to be done. To war incessantly against error, intolerance, ignorance, and vice, and yet to pity those who err, to be tolerant even of intolerance, to teach the ignorant, and to labor to reclaim the vicious, are some of the duties of a Mason. A good Mason is one that can look upon death and see its face with the same countenance with which he hears its story, that can endure all the labors of his life with his soul supporting his body, that can equally despise riches when he hath them, and when he hath them not. That is, not sadder if they are in his neighbor's exchequer, nor more lifted up if they shine around about his own walls. One that is not moved with good fortune coming to him, nor going from him, that can look upon another man's lands with equanimity and pleasure, as if they were his own, and yet look upon his own and use them too, just as if they were another man's. That neither spends his goods prodigally and foolishly, nor yet keeps them avariciously and like a miser, that weighs not benefit by weight and number, but by the mind and circumstances of him who confers them, that never thinks his charity expensive, if a worthy person be the receiver, that does nothing for opinion's sake, but everything for conscience, being as careful of his thoughts as of his acting in markets and theaters, and in as much awe of himself as of a whole assembly. That is, bountiful and cheerful to his friends, and charitable and apt to forgive his enemies. That loves his country, consults its honor, and obeys its laws, and desires and endeavors nothing more than that he may do his duty and honor God. And such a Mason may reckon his life to be the life of a man, and compute his months not by the course of the sun, but by the zodiac and circle of his virtues. The whole world is but one republic, of which each nation is a family, and every individual a child. Masonry, not in any wise derogating from the differing duties which the diversity of states requires, tends to create a new people, which, composed of men of many nations and tongues, shall all be bound together by the bonds of science, morality, and virtue. Essentially philanthropic, philosophical, and progressive, it has for the basis of its dogma a firm belief in the existence of God and His providence, and of the immortality of the soul. For its object, the dissemination of moral, political, philosophical, and religious truth, and the practice of all the virtues. In every age, its device has been liberty, equality, fraternity, with constitutional government, law, order, discipline and subordination to legitimate authority, government, and not anarchy. But it is neither a political party nor a religious sect. It braces all parties and all sects to form from among them all a vast fraternal association. It recognizes the dignity of human nature and man's right to such freedom as he is fitted for. And it knows nothing that should place one man below another, except ignorance, debasement, and crime, and the necessity of subordination to lawful will and authority. It is philanthropic, for it recognizes the great truth that all men are of the same origin, have common interests, and should cooperate together to the same end. Therefore, it teaches its members to love one another, to give to each other mutual assistance and support in all the circumstances of life, to share each other's pains and sorrows, as well as their joys and pleasures, to guard the reputations, respect the opinions, and be perfectly tolerant of the errors of each other in matters of faith and beliefs. It is philosophical because it teaches the great truths concerning the nature and existence of one supreme deity and the existence and immortality of the soul. It revives the academy of Plato and the wise teachings of Socrates. It reiterates the maxims of Pythagoras, Confucius, and Zoroaster, and reverentially enforces the sublime lessons of him who died upon the cross.